Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Mr. What is that green again?
Mint colored.
Mint colored?
Yep. Mint colored.
What do you think? Mint? Can he wear mint or not? Oh, okay, good. Not many guys can. That's all I'm saying. If you say he can, then he can. You think it looks good on him?
Looks great.
Looks great. Mint. Did you pick that out or did your wife pick that out?
Mother-in-law
picked that out for you. She knew you would look great in that. That mint green there. Light mint green.
Yes.
Kind of fluorescent. Okay, Gordon Govier. How close was that? Huh?
Not close enough.
What, you call yourself Govier?
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on. It's French, man. It's got Govier is not French.
My ancestors came to Wisconsin from England.
Well, yeah, there's a Frenchman in a woodpile, though.
It's quite possible. It's quite possible.
Like all the English. That's why they have a problem with the French, because they basically are.
I've heard.
And the French hate themselves. It's a well-known fact. French can't stand themselves.
I believe it.
English just picked up on that. And you're internet editor for InterVarsity.
Yes.
Well, InterVarsity is?
InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. They have their national office here in Madison.
Yeah. Any Jews in that?
My vice president, who is in charge of our department, is Andrew Ginsberg.
Really? Is he an ex or is he current?
I think
Ginsberg or current?
Ex. He's currently a Ginsberg, yes.
And your question, Gordon Govier?
Is it safe to ice fish on Lake Monona?
There you go. They're out there. There's a tournament or something. There's an ice fishing tournament, and you see that the tip-ups there are floating. They're float-ups. They're floating up now instead of tipping up. I wouldn't go out there now, you know?
I saw open water, so I was worried.
Yeah, and today's the big tournament, too. Anyone here going to that big tournament? That big ice fish? Anyone here ice fish? Are you an ice fisherman?
I am not.
No? Why do you ask then?
I just saw him driving in, and I was wondering.
Oh, you were concerned.
Yeah, I was concerned.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you very much, Gordon Govier. Come on, we must have an ice fisherman or woman here. Can we talk about ice conditions here? Lyle's in charge of, you know, one of his jobs is he works at the, he woke you up, sorry, Lyle. What are you doing there? What are you doing back there?
Me.
Yeah, Lyle? No, not you, Lyle. The other Lyle. Hi, Lyle. We have a Lyle Anderson back there who answers the phones and stuff. Your microphone doesn't work. We use it once a year and it doesn't work. Lyle, the ice conditions. How are the ice conditions on Lake Monona right now in terms of the fishermen? Are they catching frozen fish out there or not?
Well, they better not be on the regular lake, but there are still a few on Monona Bay.
The regular lake? What is the regular lake?
You know, the main part of the lake.
Oh, on Mendota or Monona?
Monona.
All right.
Mendota is still not frozen.
Mendota.
Although I did see some shanties out in the northern part yesterday.
I saw a guy out there today on Monona standing on the regular part of the lake. I thought he was crazy, but
maybe he was floating.
No, he looked like he might
soon
be floating.
Floating shoes. So, I'm looking for it because he works for the weather department, among other things, there, or whatever that's called, right?
State climatology office.
Yeah, and you say when the ice is in, when the ice is out, right?
Yes, we determine, we keep a record of that.
And when they wash up, then it's your fault.
Exactly.
So then, are you saying go out there and fish or not?
No, I wouldn't in a million years.
Okay. There you have it from the state climatologist office. But it's a big deal. But it's not that deep. If you stay close to shore, you only sink like 3 feet. So, okay. If you want to try it, it's okay. Why would you drive 1,000 miles to run around a muddy field wearing a perfectly good bicycle? That's you? Stand up here. Mike's back?
Yeah.
Got one right, finally, after all these years. They're over there if you want to say that. How are you?
I'm good.
Is this what you do, or what is this?
Yeah, well, cyclocross nationals are going on down in Verona. Yeah, well, that's running around. Yeah, that's...
Shouldn't you be there?
I done my race. And it's a filthy mess out there right now. And oh. Yeah.
You did your race already?
I did my race...
John, you all right? You're sneezing into your elbow there pretty hard. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Heimlich!
No.
That's not for sneezing.
Yeah. It's later.
What were you saying? What was your race like?
My race was nice and clean and frozen and terrifying. And after that, it all got muddy. And boy, they're getting filthy out there. People should check it out.
So it's not just the ice fishing; it's the biking out there, right?
Yeah. And the big boys and girls go Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Who are the big ones?
Oh, Katie Compton, Ryan Trebone, Jeremy Powers.
Name dropper. You're such a name dropper.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's those people.
And what is the title, or what do you win? What's the first prize?
Well, they're going after national championships, and Worlds are going to be here in 3 weeks down in Louisville. And that's going to be big because all the Europeans are coming over. Yeah. And there'll be lots of beer drinking, lots of bell ringing, and making a lot of noise.
You don't drink before you get on that thing, do you?
Not officially.
You got to stop every 100 feet then, you know. It'd
probably help. You know, I think, beer and heckling is good.
Yeah. How did you do?
I achieved some goals. I stayed upright, didn't hit the ground, and, beat some people I wanted to beat, but did about as well as I usually do, like 15th.
That's good, though. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Right. He's the man. That's Mike Speck from Golden, Colorado. Tom Selk, semi-retired. In playing baseball, why does it take longer to get from second to third than it takes to get between any other base is? Tom Selk wants to know from Ashwaubenon. First Tom Selk from Ashwaubenon. Identify yourself, Tom Selk. Do you know the answer to this, or I'm not coming over there? Okay, all right. That's a long walk if you don't know the answer. So now what you're saying, Tom Selk from Ashwaubenon, is that, how are you?
Great.
So are you a ball player?
Yes, I was.
You asked me. What'd you play?
Pitcher.
You're a pitcher?
Yeah.
So you never had to run the bases, really?
That's correct.
Hardly ever? But you know this, okay? Now, you're saying that it takes longer to get from second?
It takes longer to get between second and third than any other base. And why?
Why is that? The Earth's curvature?
There's a short stop in between.
And you got to go around them. Go around the guy. Holy cow. What does he win for that, Sarah Nix?
Well, how about an extra long-tailed T-shirt to avoid plumber's butt with aplomb and display the popular What Do You Know logo as well from the Duluth Trading Company.
So you win that just for actually contributing to
Thank
the show.
You.
Thank you. Some actual knowledge crept in there. I wish I would have thought of that. Who are you rooting for in tonight's football game? Joshua, are you serious? You're from Wanakee, and you're asking me, where's Joshua Lamp? Are you serious? You're asking me?
You never know.
Oh, you're a pretty big guy. Sit down. It's okay. It's all right. I know. You're just being ironic, right? Huh?
Yeah, no.
Can you crouch? Can you just crouch a little bit when you talk to me?
Maybe just
don't crouch. It makes you look like you're about to spring at me.
Like I'm about to pounce.
Play football yourself, Joshua?
You know what? I didn't. My brothers did, but I did not.
You didn't want to go out for it?
No, I was more of a basketball or work.
So. Okay. All right. Are you serious about this question, though, Joshua?
Yeah, you know, I heard there was some 49er fans in Wisconsin, so you never know. I don't
met one. Is there one here? There better not be. Oh! Hey, you can take him, man. You got 50 pounds on him.
I don't know. You never know. It's always the smaller ones. They.
Line up and let's see what happens. All right, Joshua, they're going to beat him because it's a revenge game. Revenge. Good to see you, man. What do you do to stay so fit? Mary Heft asks me from Rice Lake. What do you do to stay so fit? You obviously don't eat the donuts. Mary, what do you do in terms of your eye checkups? It just so happens we have an optometrist here, Kathy Stavenberg from Green Bay. Where's Kathy? That's you?
Yes, but I'm not an optometrist. I'm an optometric tech.
Even better. She's an optometric tech. They're a lot cheaper than optometrists. Trust me. So if you could just examine her eyes, exactly, because she thinks I'm unbelievably fit.
I'd agree.
Check that cough, though, would you? That's a little... thank you, though. Thank you for being understated or something, or overstated, or missed... You really? Both of you? You think I'm cute as well?
Yeah, sure.
That's what I usually get in terms of the cuteness factor, but that's nice of you. Handy. Thank you so much. Woo, contact. All right. Kosher cheeseburger, I don't know. If you can find a halal cheeseburger, then you got a kosher cheeseburger. So look at it that way. And here, we got to get this. Okay, we have another bike racer here. Lewis Gatch, age 11, Cincinnati, Ohio. We want to get you, but we heard one bike racer. Are you here to race?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let's find out about this. This is cool. Yeah, come on down here because it's easier than my stepping on their feet because she likes me. How are you?
Good.
So are you in a race coming up?
Well, my race was yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It went pretty well.
Did you see this guy out here, the guy who was on before?
No, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you race, they race in age categories as well, or?
Yeah, they race in juniors, 10 to 12s, and 13, 14s.
Yeah. And which one are you in?
I'm in the 10-12 group.
10 to 12? And how'd you do?
I got 19th, so pretty good.
Excellent. And what were you riding? What were you riding out there, Lewis? What's your ride?
A bike.
Give me a name and give me some numbers and things and tube tire sizes and stuff like that.
Well, mud tubular wheel tire thingies. So they're extra grippy on the mud. And then a 26-inch wheeled bike.
Any brand name there you want to push here and get endorsement, you know?
Scatto bike.
Scatto bike?
Belgium.
Yeah.
Lionheart's junior racing team based out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Good man. Yeah. Congratulations. We have something for you. What do we have for our bike winner here?
Well, how about a set of colorful juggling balls since he's clearly coordinated already?
Juggling balls. Yeah. Congratulations. That's your next big endeavor. Nice to have you here, Lewis Gatch from Cincinnati. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because, I don't know,
we
got to do something, right? It's airtime. It's precious, I know. So why not do a quiz? I say. Now you saw how it went first time. Went pretty good. Did a good job. Once you got past the blizzard. And so let's see the hands of those of you who think, gosh darn it, I could do that. That's the easy thing for, I can do it. And, I, you know, it's the kind of thing where I, you seem like you really are into this. You, okay, all right. I couldn't help but notice. You're hard to ignore. Because something about you says, I got this.
I think I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Are you just... have you done other kind of quiz contest thing?
No, not at all.
No.
No.
You just know a lot of stuff?
No, not in particular.
So you're living... You're delusional is what you say.
Maybe a bit.
Perfect.
And you are?
Avery.
Avery. And what are you doing these days, Avery? In school?
Yes.
And whereabouts?
In Madison.
Okay. More than that?
Cherokee Middle School.
Cherokee Middle School. Avery. Yeah, I give you one good reason you should do this, Avery.
I am excited and somewhat confident in this and my answers.
It's like Miss America, so it's not a complicated question. Come on, Avery, come on down here. Walk this way, or you can walk any way you want. You don't have to walk this way. Have a step right up there, Avery. Join us there in the seat. The dog on that seat. The What Do You Know quiz. All right. I bet you're pretty good in school, though, too, huh?
I believe I'm doing all right.
You believe you are?
Yeah.
Do you just believe it, or is it true?
I'm doing all right.
You are? Yeah. What are you doing best in?
What?
Are you taking any for that attention disorder? You got it? Avery, I mean, in school, what's your favorite subject?
I like music class.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool. What do you play?
I play the cello.
Oh, you do? Why didn't you say so, Avery?
I didn't.
Did you bring your axe with you?
No, that's a lot of stuff to carry around.
Yeah. How long have you been playing the cello?
About 3 years.
Yeah. Did you have a knack for it right off the bat? Could you tell it you could play that thing?
A little bit.
A little bit?
It spoke to me.
It spoke to you?
It
huh?
did. Cool. It did. I'm
oh,
pretty
that's
sure.
very sweet. That's cool. And now you think you might go on and play the cello? Or?
Yes.
Oh, how cool.
Check out Oscar Pettiford.
Oscar Pettiford, yes. Okay. Avery, any subjects besides that, in case you have something to fall back on, you know?
I like English.
Oh, yeah. Are you a reader?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you reading now?
I am reading Tom Sawyer, actually.
You are? Oh. Okay. How is it?
It's enjoyable. It's amusing.
Good. Good. It is a comedy, I think, pretty much.
It is.
If it's not amusing, then you're probably missing something there. And little Becky. Becky's in that, right? His girlfriend, Becky. All right, Avery, someone out there will play along with you. And, you know, it's a general knowledge quiz. Are you familiar with the quiz?
Somewhat. Like, last time.
Were you ever stuck in a blizzard? Let me ask you that. Okay. So you've never heard the show before, really?
I've been in the car with my parents listening to it.
Okay, so you've never heard it.
I've listened to it.
Yeah, but you've never heard it. Come on, there's things in your ears, right, the whole time. There's not you not listening.
I have ears. They listen. They don't comprehend.
Yeah, but you have things in your ear, you know, like plugs and things and
sure.
listening.
You could consider that.
Okay, Avery, someone there plays along with you. And how do they get to play along with Avery? Sorry, Nix.
They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And then you're going to ask them a qualifying question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for mm-hmm. telling me that. Mm-hmm. Because I have one right here. All right. You know, America may be English first, but Americans speak at least how many languages around the house? This is a national total number of languages spoken in the U.S. In households. So within how many languages?
I have to say I don't understand the question.
Well, it's really not your place to say that, is it?
Within two.
No, what I'm saying is that English, you know, English first year a lot of time, but the fact is we are a polyglot of languages. In the United States, many languages, many, many, are spoken in the U.S. I want to know roughly how many languages are spoken
gotcha.
In American
okay.
households.
Oh, within 150. There are a lot of languages on the planet.
Okay, within 150, right. We need to talk about this part of the show a little more, I think.
I'm not so good with numbers, I gotta tell you.
No, you're very good with numbers. Okay, so we want to know how many languages are spoken in American households, basically, total number of languages that are spoken by Americans. All righty, let's go to the phones right now. Ben's on the line there in Kansas City. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Yourself? Oh, I asked you that already. Okay.
Yeah.
What you got up? What?
Cold.
It's cold there?
Yeah, it's going to snow.
No kidding, because then it's coming here after you.
I think that's the wrong direction.
No, it goes to Kansas City first. And if it plays in Kansas City, then we get it. Day or two later. Yeah. What you got planned today? Anything big?
I just got done doing what I needed to do. Most of the day is just hanging out now.
What did you need to do?
Oh, just bid some jobs. I work construction and got to bid jobs on the weekends.
Oh, you went and bid some jobs?
Yep.
Now you're going to kick back, drink lots of beers in the garage, and watch football?
Oh, no football. My team didn't make it this year. I don't know if y'all heard, but the Kansas City not doing it, so I didn't get to it.
Oh, no, I didn't know you had a team. Well, that's good, though, isn't it? Then we got a team.
Well, yeah, it's good to have a day off.
Anything is possible. You get a coach or something like that, you'll be in business.
Yeah.
How many languages spoken around America? Total number, within 150.
Within 150?
Yeah.
Well, that gives me a 300-point swing. I'll go with 150.
That's good, because there's 300 languages. You are so smart, man. No wonder you can bid those jobs. Holy cow.
Fantastic.
You must be good at bidding jobs and stuff. You must get it right on the what you have to bid, right?
Well, if I got that big a swing, I can pretty much bid anywhere.
Yeah, right. Okay. And still make money on it, right?
Yeah.
Ben Avery, she's middle school, and she plays the cello, reads a lot, and is a very good student.
Well, she sounds smart. We should have an easy time.
Okay. Ben Avery?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. All right. And let's go to the with categories now,
right.
Sarah Nix.
The categories are current events.
How many do we have within how many?
don't make me count. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying
attention.
Watch
that one.
Science, yeah. Odds and ends. I think that's six.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was just worried about number three, I guess. But. All right. So then, let's... Right. Okay. So then I ask the questions then, don't I?
Well, they have to choose a category.
Yes, that's of course. Yeah. I know how to do this for years.
So now you ask them.
I'm not having a moment. I really am not. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just feeling silly. Ben, you want to pick the first one? What would you like? Of those categories.
Let's do odds and ends.
Odds and ends could be anything. Yes, it is. Okay. If it's calories you're looking to burn, should you take one stair or two at a time?
What do you think, Avery?
Well, maybe one, because... You take more steps. It's like more steps at a small amount of time.
You're so smart.
Less motion. Yeah, I'm good with one step.
All right, one step at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Was I whispering? Yes, one step at a time. You actually burn more calories. 302 calories to 260. She's smart. She is smart. And that would be?
That's one right and zero wrong.
Oh, excellent. Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay. Avery?
Ooh. Well, since I'm in school, things I haven't learned in school yet, maybe?
Okay.
Or should have learned in school.
Paraphernalia.
Oh, boy.
Don't explain why you have it. Spell it.
Paraphernalia? Isn't that more like... What's the word?
Paraphernalia. Paraphernalia, meaning any sort of apparatus, not necessarily that kind.
Well, I hope you can do this. I'm not much of a speller.
Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
Is it pronounced correctly? I think it starts with a P.
Okay, that's one out of the way.
And then I'm going to lean towards an A. Paraphernalia?
Paraphernalia.
Phrenalia.
Paraphernalia.
Okay. Any other pronunciations?
Country of origin.
Paraphernalia.
So P-A-R-A. Mm-hmm. And then P-H or F. I'm not sure. Ben?
We'll go with the P-H.
Any ideas?
Jump in any time here, Ben, if you want.
Go with the P-H.
P-H, okay.
All right, P-H. Paraphernalia.
Phrenalia.
All right, so R.
Okay, cool. That's a tough one.
A.
Phrenalia.
Paraphernalia. So E.
E. E-N? Is that what you said?
Yeah, E-N. E-N.
Paraphern.
Can't forget about
that. Paraphern. Now we just need the alia.
I.
What? Alia.
Alia.
A-I.
A-L-I-A. A-L-I-A.
Yes! Holy!
Good job.
Nice job sounding
that
out.
That was impressive.
They teach him to sound out, apparently. Still in do.
Yeah.
So that would be...
Sound that right out.
That's two right and zero wrong.
I knew she'd get that.
Yeah.
Okay. That ever comes up, you're in business.
All right. Spelling tests.
Yeah. What's left there?
Current events, yeah. People, places, or science.
Okay. Ben?
Current events, please.
Current events right out of the news, maybe not. What does Brent Musburger think of Miss Alabama?
Do you know anything about this?
I don't know. Nothing
you don't
about
know from,
that at all.
Thank God.
Anything
she doesn't
about
know
that.
From Brent Musburger.
So, Ben?
Yeah. The only thing I know is there's somebody dating a Miss Alabama. Is he the one? Is he dating her?
In his dreams, he is.
Oh, I choose.
Well, she's dating the quarterback there.
So what is
that? Yeah.
AJ, whatever his name is.
What exactly are you asking? What's
well,
the question?
What I'm asking is simply this. What does Brent Musburger think of Miss Alabama? He's made the news, actually, for thinking something about her.
News.
And I was just wondering what it was. That was the news.
Does he think she's pretty?
We can accept that. Yes, he likes her. He thinks
right.
She's darn pretty.
Well,
he just kept going on about it. And it was inappropriate.
It sounded more like a sports question.
Well, you know, Musburger, he's at the point. He doesn't. The married man's credo, you know. See, but don't say. He doesn't get that. All right, so that they won the quiz. They could quit here, wouldn't they?
They could, or they could risk it all and get two more correct questions.
We're just going to do the one because I'm happier with that now.
Okay.
Then we'll make it a one-fer. You know, it's a little more dramatic.
Okay. Well, then one more correct question to win the mother load.
Well, let's go back to the two. Let's go back to the two question.
Really, two?
No.
Michael, here's my question for you. Would you like to take one question or two?
We're doing the one question because it's a one-fer, then it's a little more dramatic.
Okay, great.
I think. Yes. So, in other words, they could stop here and they won some, you know.
Some good stuff.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. But if they went on for the
mother load
and get this question right,
they would win a bunch more stuff. It'd be great.
We'll double your order, actually. But wait, there's more.
You get two prizes.
Yeah, you get two things that suck out your ears instead of one. Anyone get that, by the way? You know, a little ear vacuum? Did you get it, sir?
Not me.
Are you happy with it? Huh? Haven't used it yet, huh? Okay, clean those out and get back to me. All right. So they got to get one. They got to get this one right.
Yes.
Do you want to do
right.
it?
So basically, if we get one question, and if we get it right, we get the mother load.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get this right, we lose everything.
Yes.
Yes.
I like the way you.
Well, what do you think?
That.
Clarifying. Mm-hmm. Ben, any ideas?
Clarifying.
I've always been a gambler. Let's go for it.
All right, we'll go for it.
She's very good. I'd like to work for you someday when you're in a position of authority and power.
Thank you.
I'd like a job with you.
Thank you.
Okay. So what is it then? What's left then among these?
People, places, or science.
People, places, or science?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people, places, or science.
Places
every one
or
of these
science.
Is people is kind of like survey results. Places are kind of like places, and science is... as the name implies.
Places sound kind of straightforward.
You think so, huh?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lesson in that, too. Okay, winning Japanese politicians often wave one of the following. Do they wave a fish, a baby, or a single chopstick?
What?
You said that almost at the same time. That's cute. Let me rephrase that.
A fish, a baby, or a single chopstick?
Let me start again here. Winning Japanese politicians often wave, in celebration of their win, one of the following. Do they wave a fish, a baby, or a chopstick? Pretty straightforward, huh?
Oh, yeah, very.
Well, I would think a baby would be kind of dangerous to wave around. But...
Okay.
Well, where would they even get the baby? Is my question.
Babies all over the place. They're always throwing babies at pushing babies at politicians. They could easily wave one if they wanted to.
Fish and chopsticks are pretty popular, both.
Fish. Do they eat a lot of fish in Japan, was
oh,
it?
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Sushi.
Yeah, I think they do.
Oh, lots of fish in Japan.
And chopsticks seem a little too straightforward.
Yeah, good. I like that. So we eliminated what? Chopstick and baby?
That only leaves one left, but...
So you're saying they might wave or hold up a fish?
People throw fish. Don't they? In, like, markets?
They throw fish, don't they? I like that, too. Yes, in Seattle they did.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, yeah,
yeah.
We went there.
Yeah. Did you?
We saw that.
Yeah. Same fish there. There's one fish all these years. They don't want to ruin any more fish. You keep throwing that same one. It's 10 years old, 15 years old, that fish.
So, Ben, chopsticks or
big old salmon?
Fish.
You're saying they wave a fish to celebrate? Possibly because of the word Thai fish is a pun for celebration?
Sure.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. How about fish?
Yeah.
Fish is right.
Avery at Style and Taste to your snowy front yard with a pair of fantastic plastic flamingos arrayed in Green Bay Packer green and gold from Pink Ink. And then unleash your inner gall with Charles Timoney's Pardon My French, words and phrases epitomizing French
ben
culture.
Ben doesn't want those, though. He's a Chiefs fan.
And use only by native speakers. Well, he's not getting them. These are for Avery.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Unlock the meaning of the words with no English equivalents, like Drachenfutter and Rasblioto, with Christopher Moore's...
I'm sorry. Could you say that to me again?
Drachenfutter.
Could you say it like... Kind of say it softer?
Drachenfutter.
Thank you.
And the name of the book, by the way, is In Other Words, A Language Lover's Guide to the Most Intriguing Words Around the World from Levenger Press. And load up on mazurkas, polonaise, etude, and prelude on the CD What Do You Know About Chopin? With consumptive freeliner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Ben, you've won the bathroom reader to end all bathroom readers. What do you know? Test your knowledge of the ultimate trivia with a collection of trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then keep laughing with a t-shirt from the Baby Boomer Comedy Show, clean comedy for people born before seatbelts, safety helmets, and Facebook from Kent Rader Speaks. Write down your thoughts in an array of hues using a multicolored pen from the Venona Terrace Community and Convention Center, and while away the remaining winter nights playing What Do You Know, the Party Game from Out of the Box Publishing, including the irrepressible Michael Feldman bobblehead, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Can't repress a bobblehead, I say. Avery, nice job. You will go far based on this win. Ben, hang on for a second. Make sure you get all that stuff. Thanks for playing.